Friends, roadies, countrymen, and folks around the world. Yep, it's me, J.E., John Edmund again, talking to you from the bushveld of South Africa. This month, I've been talking about people that changed the world, and some of them even walked the turf where I live. And one of them was the founder of the Boy Scout movement, Robert Stevenson Smythe Baden-Powell, affectionately called Steph by his family. He was born at Paddington in London on the 22nd of February, 1867, and attended Charterhouse School, which was actually in London. The school relocated to Godalming in Surrey, and there young Baden-Powell often went out of bounds into the English countryside to explore. During school breaks, he just couldn't keep away from the great outdoors. And he spent a lot of his time camping, exploring and canoeing. He often imagined himself as a big game hunter, like Frederick Courtney Salu. In 1876, he joined the British Army with the 13th Hussars and was posted to India. During continuing Zulu unrest, he was often sent to South Africa and attained the rank of lieutenant. In 1890, he actually captured Dinizulu Kechwayo, the Zulu leader, who was exiled to St. Helena. He was the son of Kechwayo, Zulu leader in the First Zulu War. Before he was incarcerated, he gave BP, to which I will now refer him, a string of beads as a mark of respect. Following that, BP would give any of his men that excelled a bead as a token of thanks. In 1896, BP took part in the Second Matabele Rebellion in Rhodesia. It was there that he met American scout Frederick Russell Burnham, who taught him a lot about tracking and scouting. This is probably where Baden-Powell got the idea of his scout hat, based on Burnham's Stetson. By now, he had reached the rank of colonel and was posted to the Gold Coast, which is now called Ghana. That was in the event of the Ashanti War. During this conflict, BP met an Ashanti warrior who dropped his shield that was in his left hand, kept his spear in his right hand, and shook hands with his left. He said that, in Ashanti tribal custom, was a gesture of trust. The left hand shake was written into the Scout Book of Code. Clouds of the Boer War formed in South Africa in 1899, and a Boer strategy at the beginning was to besiege strategic British towns. First, Kimberley on the 4th of October, then Mafeking on the 13th of October, and finally Ladysmith in the November of that year, 1900. BP happened to be the commander at Mafeking when it was besieged. He had about 2,000 men, but was surrounded by 8,000 Boers. He used his ingenuity of leading the Boers to believe he had a huge force of men in the town by, like in one instance, putting hats on sticks and popping them up all over the place and pointing rifles over the sandbag defences. Being short of men, he used young boys to run errands, and they even helped in hospitals, and this is where his idea of the scouting movement came from. He then held the rank of Major General and was the youngest holder of this rank in the whole British Army. The siege lasted for 217 days and was lifted by a Major Mahon and Lord Roberts himself on the 17th of May 1900. During the siege, BP had some tough decisions to make regarding the distribution of rations and was criticised for favouring higher-ranking people when rations were dished out. The news of the relief of Mafeking was received in Britain with such enthusiastic celebration that the term "to Mafek" was used for celebrations that went over the top. During his time in Africa, the Africans gave him the nickname Mpizi, meaning hyena, because he was so cunning. After Mafeking was relieved, BP was posted to Warmbaths, now Bella Bella, the nearest town to where I live. He actually walked the turf where I am in 1900. Later that year, he was posted to Cape Town, where he was tasked with forming the South African Constabulary. 1907 saw BP being promoted to the rank of Lieutenant General. At that time, back in the UK, he saw a lot of young boys going off the rails and organised an experimental camp for 20 boys on Brown Sea Island off the coast of England. It was such a success and the Boy Scout movement was truly born when BP wrote the Book of Code in the year 1907-1908. In 1910, along with his sister Agnes and his wife Olave, they formed the Girl Guides movement, known as Girl Scouts, in the United States. And in 1914, they formed the Rosebuds, later called the Brownies, for girls between the ages of 8 and 11. Incidentally, in 1937, Princess Margaret was the first Royal Brownie. In 1916, the Wolf Cubs movement was formed for boys between ages of 8 and 12. But how and why Wolf Cubs? Well, whether BP met British Indian-born poet and author Joseph Rudyard Kipling when he was posted in India, or whether he met him when he covered the Boer War in South Africa, we don't know, but they were great friends. Kipling wrote The Jungle Book about a young boy called Mowgli that was brought up by a pack of wolves. Leader of the pack was Akela, a wolf mother. Baloo was a bear that taught the cubs skills, and Bagheera was a panther that protected the cubs against the evil tiger called Shere Khan. As a cub myself, I often wondered why the cub mistresses and teachers had these names. On the 75th anniversary of Scouting in 1982, I was commissioned to write an album on the movement, Scouts, Cubs, Brownies and Guides, as well, of course, one for BP himself. I wrote a song called The Day I Joined the Wolf Cubs about how I became a cub and a scout and how it helped me and put me in good stead for my military stints. Everything from cooking, first aid, tracking to bridge building and more. I also wrote the songs for Brownies called Brownies Are, and I arranged a song called The Girl Guide Smile. I also included a popular campfire medley of songs. My song Jambo Jamboree was sung by the South African contingent to the World Jamboree, Scout Jamboree in Korea in 1991. Since their inception, World Jamborees have been held in scores of countries every 3 years or so since 1907, except during the Second World War. Countries like Denmark, Hungary, Holland, France, Austria, Canada, the United States, the Philippines, Greece, Japan, Norway, and even more. And why did Baden-Powell use the fleur-de-lis, the three feathers, as the scout emblem? When asked this question, BP said it means peace and purity, and is also like a compass, showing north, south, east and west, among other things. He also presented the first 20 boys that attended the Brown Sea Island camp with this badge, confirming their attendance. On the badge was the motto, Be Prepared, and strangely enough, the initials BP also stand for Baden-Powell. He insisted that the fleur-de-lis was not a symbol of aggression, like some critics made it out to be. After an amazing career and contribution to the human race, Baden-Powell went to Kenya for health reasons and died there in 1941 at the age of 74. He's buried at a place called Nyeri. Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed my little chat about BP Baden-Powell. I've tried to sum up his life in my song, Baden-Powell, that, as I said, I was commissioned to write on the 75th anniversary of the Boy Scouts movement. With that, I'll leave you till next time, and in the meantime, keep an eye on my website, and don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel, should you want to hear some of my songs They are available on most popular music platforms, including buymusic.co.za here in South Africa. Stay safe, y'all. Tot ziens, salagasli, cheers, and be prepared. And most of all, zwakanaka.